Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You waiting for me to say something?
And now let's dance.
A little MGMT? Or is this the older version? Is this the... Tim, what do you got?
No, this is MGMT.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It just turned down.
Who's MGMT?
Management.
Yeah. MGMT, that's a, it's a band.
It's an abbreviation of management.
You don't like the song? You like that beat, though, don't you? You know what I started watching, Rob, was the evolution of
it'll be.
What, you want to...
Sounds kind of, 80s.
Yeah.
A little bit. Is that what the original version was out?
Like a Bananarama feel to it?
Yeah.
You wonder if Daniel LaRusso's out there?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, okay.
It's no, no Fetty Wap, but...
Yeah. I wouldn't put it on my playlist, but I don't hate it. I'm glad you're keeping that microphone. I'm glad that's all yours.
I got news for you. That ain't the worst thing that's hit that microphone if it's been in his house.
Yeah, is that why you asked for a new one when you got here?
You know, his mouth has been to some place.
Oh, boy. Oh. Having said that, we're waiting on Dick Girardi. Yeah.
We need Dick. Hurry up.
That's just who we're waiting on. Yeah. That's the only reason why I brought that up. Because we
need Dick so we don't get in trouble.
No. Not all for the games, did you hear that? Kentucky Derby, Jeremy, you putting a couple dollars on that?
You know what's funny? So for me being the gambling guy, I'm not a huge horse racing. I like going to the track and betting, but it's not something I go out of my way to do because, like, there are so many people that I trust more than I would trust me when it comes to horse racing and breaking this down.
Okay.
It's the one thing to bet on that I really don't think I have a great grip on.
So you know, if you don't have knowledge of it, you're not going to do it.
I mean, look, I can do enough studying and put something together and make picks and feel comfortable with my picks, but it's not something where I would suggest to people, like, hey, I know what I'm doing here. Take these. You know, it's kind of odd. And, Ed, you growing up you talked about it's boxing, baseball, horse racing, right? And that, like, New Yorker's the
absolutely
background.
When I was a kid, my father used to take me to Belmont all the time.
Yeah.
Because it was a nicer track than Aqueduct. But we would go, and even when I became a teenager, we'd, you know, put on sport coats, sit in the club. It was like a thing we did. I love horse racing.
Joining us right now, courtesy of betonline.ag, he is Dick Girardi. What's going on?
What's up, guys?
Getting ready for the Kentucky Derby. I'm so glad this thing is in this traditional spot right now. You know, we know the horses that they're talking about right now. You know, you got Midnight Bourbon, you had Soup and Sandwich, you have some of the other somewhat underdogs. Who is the underdog that you would say you got to keep your eye on?
I think you got a good one in Midnight Bourbon. You got to love the name, right? Running the Kentucky Derby.
Absolutely. It is presented by Bourbon this year. It's presented by, what is it, Woodford Reserve. Yeah.
In Kentucky.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's been known to, people have been known on occasion to drink some alcohol in Kentucky.
Yes, exactly.
I've noticed that through the years that I've been down there. So Midnight Bourbon, just beyond the name, never worse than third and seventh starts.
Right.
Second of Louisiana Derby to Hot Rod Charlie's going to be one of the favorites, and trained by Steve Asmussen and ridden by Mike Smith, who's a decade older than Tom Brady and still riding great.
Wow. Really? And what about any long shots, though, that you're looking at here? Because I've seen the favorites, you know, with such a quality and Midnight Bourbon and stuff. But who is out there that just would, you know, if you wanted to pick a dark horse, would be the one?
How about number 16, King Fury, named after the heavyweight champ, Tyson Fury. He was actually coming to the race. the trainer, Kenny McPeak, the other day, put out on Twitter, DM Tyson Fury, says, hey, we got a ticket for you if you want to come to the race. So Fury's manager contacted the trainer and goes, are you serious? Guy says, yeah, I'm serious. So Fury's getting on a plane tomorrow and he's coming to Kentucky. He's going to walk over in the post parade with a horse.
Damn gypsies at the Kentucky Derby now. So
that's right. Yeah. They let anybody in.
Hey, Dick, how are we making money on this? The most important thing, because the hard part is, you know, we've talked about this plenty of times with you. You fall in love with the favorites, but making money, it is picking those long shots, mixing them in with your trifectas and superfectas and all those things. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about the track as it's getting ready to come on. And the cool thing about the racetrack, it's real simple to decide how you did. Either you left with more money than you started or you didn't. So it just comes down to very simple and make money. I like the 9, Hot Rod Charlie. He's my horse. 8-1 on the line. Win bet, not a bad thing. Yeah, bet $20. You get back 160 if he holds it 8-1. Not a bad deal. Bet 200, you get 1600, whatever your number is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Hot Rod Charlie, I think, just a win bet, I think, is a good play this year.
Yeah, there he is, Dick Girardi. Dick, tell us how to find you on social media during the races.
You can get me at Dick Girardi with a J, and you want to get on betonline.ag. That's my sponsor, sponsoring all my radio spots. Great place to get prop bets. I mean, they're all kind of crazy prop bets, horse-to-horse bets, over-under on the time. Real good deal on betonline.ag.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
So,
absolutely.
With what Dick's talking about, I do a lot of that with golf.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.